few British royals have ever captured the hearts of the public as quickly and as completely as Princess Diana. From her debut on the world stage during her 1981 marriage to Charles, the then Prince of Wales, to her untimely death in a Paris car crash in 1997, the world was obsessed with Diana. In 2004, a memorial fountain honoring her life was unveiled here in the park. Initially plagued with controversy, today the fountain offers joy and an excellent way to cool off during the summer months to the thousands who visit the fountain every year. The memorial fountain was designed by an American landscape artist, Catherine Gustafson. The artist wanted the fountain to be easily accessible to the public to reflect Diana's inclusive personality and to showcase the fact that she was seen as an accessible figure to the public. The fountain cost £3.6 million to construct and was pieced together using 545 separate pieces of granite from Cornwall. Note that the fountain is not smooth and consists of numerous cuts, elevated steps of different sizes, false rocks, and smooth pieces, but the bottom part of the fountain is a tranquil pool. All the different effects and textures built into the stream are said to represent the parts of Diana's life, the turmoil, as well as the happy times. At first, the fountain came under some criticism because of the cost that was spent. Many people questioned the will of Princess Diana. Would she have wanted over £3 million spent on a fountain to reflect her life? Many doubted that would be the case. Controversy also raged over the name of the fountain, with many complaining that the word fountain wasn't actually applicable to the memorial at all. In addition, the fountain was a source of some embarrassment within mere days of opening to the public. Unfortunately, the fact that the fountain was made to be accessible meant that a number of accidents took place when it was initially opened. Shortly after its debut, the fountain was the cause of 3 hospitalizations, all of people who had slipped in the water, some breaking their ankles, while walking along the circular route. Complaints were also raised that the leaves of the nearby trees were floating into the water and making it unsafe for visitors to tread through. The initial reaction to this was to close the fountain to the public, surrounding it with a fence and manned with personnel to keep visitors out, the exact opposite of the fountain's original purpose. However, that was quickly abandoned, and today the fountain is again accessible. From the fountain, make your way down to the path running along the water. Facing the Serpentine, turn right, so the bridge you crossed earlier is behind you. Follow the path. At one point, it will veer slightly away from the water. This is taking you around the location of the Serpentine Lido and is the home of the Serpentine Swimming Club that we mentioned earlier. Enjoy your stroll along the water. Eventually, the path will come to an end, curving around to the right. You will then notice a small patch of garden in the middle of the intersecting pathways. The path you want is on the direct opposite side of that little garden. The large path, parallel to the dirt track, marked with the words, "Look both ways." Head onto that path and take a left. When you find a good place to stand nearby, play the next clip.